I'm speaking today with Audit Manager Richard Robinson and Auditor Nicola Williams. They're part of the Audit Scotland team that has produced the first report in a two-stage review about the NHS workforce in Scotland, exploring overall planning arrangements and how well placed the NHS workforce is to meet the current and future demands of the population. This first instalment looks at clinical staffing in secondary care settings, namely hospitals. One of the key findings of this first report is that while spending on staff in Scotland's NHS is increasing and overall staff numbers are at their highest level ever, the Scottish Government and health boards have not planned the workforce effectively for the long term, and there are urgent workforce challenges. Richard, Nicola, can you first of all set the scene for us in terms of why workforce planning has become such an important issue for Scotland's NHS?
So, as you said, there are record levels of staff in the NHS at the moment, and overall patient feedback is pretty positive. But there are issues. Staff report feeling under pressure due to workloads in staff surveys, and there are also increasing vacancies, particularly in some specialties and in some locations around the country. Often those are in rural locations. Because of these issues, there are increasing agency use to fill those gaps, which then leads to increasing agency spend.
And as well as some of those issues that are around now, as Nicola's discussed, there's also other pressures which are coming on the horizon. So we know that there's an ageing population, and with that comes increasing health needs. Associated with that, we've got an ageing workforce as well. So one in three people in the NHS are currently over 50. Alongside that, we know that the nature of the things that people are going to have in terms of health issues are going to change. More people having more than one health issue at the same time, and a growing number with longer term health issues to deal with. So the Scottish Government and NHS boards are aware of some of these issues on the horizon, but some of the workforce challenges in addressing those are going to be key to delivering some of these reforms.
Okay, so there's a lot happening there, but there's also major reform underway in the health service, and the Scottish Government has an ambitious vision to shift services towards more community and home-based care. So how does workforce planning play into that?
So as Richard mentioned, staff are central to being able to deliver this reform. 57% of NHS boards' total revenue spend is actually on staff, but at the moment, workforce costs that will be associated with this reform have not yet been identified.
And as you said before, Kirsty, this is a two-stage audit, and we'll be looking at some of those issues around how the workforce are being used in the community alongside some of the reforms, such as integrated authorities, in part two of our report. What we can say from what we've done in part one is that for the reform to be successful, we need to have better workforce planning. Now, some of the things that we draw out is that there's a need for more joined up decisions, especially around training and recruitment, understanding how different types of professions, doctors, nurses, allied professions, can work together in the future. So that needs to be more joined up. Part of that is a bit of clarity about of a role of who is going to do what types of workforce planning. And we're happy to see that the Scottish Government, in their first part of the National Workforce Plan, are looking at that and trying to clarify what's going to be done nationally, what's going to be done regionally, and what's going to be done locally. Because to date, that's appeared a little confused. There's other things to bear in mind, I think, if we're going to make the reform work. And some of that is making better use of some of the good data that we have. And another part is about thinking about what future healthcare is going to look like. So in the report we talk about scenario planning, which is trying to make some estimates or guesses of what the future could look like in a number of different ways, mm-hmm. and then seeing what that would mean for the workforce you need to address it. That's not currently being done by the Scottish Government in any kind of meaningful way. It is something that's on their agenda, and I think that's going to be key to delivering reforms.
Okay, and you've said that the Scottish Government has recognised that there are challenges and that there needs to be a plan, which you've touched on. They've started that process, but what stage are they at, and what sort of is left to be done?
So that's right. So they originally intended to publish a National Health and Social Care Workforce Plan, which was going to come out in spring, and that was going to cover the entire health and social care workforce. Mm-hmm. They've since changed that slightly and separated it out into three distinct parts. So the first has been published, which is dealing with the NHS workforce. There'll be parts later on in the year that deal with social care and deal with the primary care workforce as well. So we've commented in our report that it's a framework rather than a detailed plan. It acknowledges some of the challenges that they know that they have and sets in to train some things that they're going to do to work out how to plan against that. But it's not a plan right now to deliver the right numbers of people in the right place with the right skills. But it's a positive step towards addressing some recommendations that we make in the report. And when we come to part two, the second stage of our audit, we can look at how this is progressing and look at the next two parts of the report of the plan, which will come later on in the year.
So currently, NHS boards produce annual workforce plans, and they include things like acknowledging the current and future pressures specific to their area and also initiatives that they're undertaking to address these. They also produce workforce projections of the numbers they'll think they'll need in the future, and these have to be based on the criteria of being achievable, available and affordable. When we looked at these projections, we found that they tended to underestimate reality, which could be contributing towards boards overspending against their pay budget. The Scottish Government are planning to publish new guidance for boards on workforce planning by the end of the year.
Okay, so there's a significant amount of work to be done then in the immediate future. And as we've touched on, at the moment there are existing workload pressures on staff. I'm wondering, how does all of this fit into the standard and quality of patient care that's being experienced at the moment, given the, as the report says, there are signs that the health service is under stress right now?
So it's not a straightforward picture, is what we found. Patient satisfaction is high, as Nicola mentioned earlier, which is a really good thing. But within that context, we're finding that staff are raising concerns about having enough staff to do the job. And also, there's risks insofar as standard and quality from the impact of an increased agency use.
Health Improvement Scotland produced reports on their hospital inspections. And in the ones we looked at, we found that they were quite positive about the staff and about their interactions with patients, but they did note that they're under pressure. And they gave some examples of where this was having an impact on patient care. And although patient satisfaction is high, numbers of patient complaints to boards are also increasing.
Okay, so there is a bit of a mixed picture there. You also highlight in the report that issues with workforce planning are creating financial challenges for health boards. The majority of NHS boards overspent against their pay budgets in 2015-16, and in recent years agency costs have been rising to try and help meet workload requirements. So is more money part of the solution to this?
As well as staff numbers being at the highest ever level, staff spending is actually at the highest level it's ever been at. And the recently published Scottish Government National Workforce Plan does acknowledge that the future is not just going to be about having more staff, but about new ways of working. One thing that they haven't included in this plan is information about the costs of this future workforce.
And I think locally as well, things aren't just about more money. So within NHS boards, we're aware that many NHS boards are trying and failing to recruit to some vacancies, so in which case they are persistent. That's why they're having to turn in some cases to agency use to fill that gap. So they are looking through the workforce plans of ways to reduce this and ways to reduce the costs. And part of this has been what we refer to in the report as a group called MASNET, who've been set up with the view of trying to reduce agency costs. So as far as agency costs, we report that there's been a 107% rise in the last 6 years to 271 million, but there has been a 3% drop in the last year. So we can see that things are underway. Money alone won't be the solution. As Nicola says, I think it's going to be about implementing something that's more effective in how staff work and work together.
So now, as we've mentioned, the report is part of a two-stage audit looking at the NHS workforce in Scotland. So what's next for your work in this area? You've mentioned it a bit previously, but could you go into a little bit more detail on that?
So as you've said, NHS is under a big period of reform. And a lot of that is around pushing services into the community so they're closer to home. So that's something we want to look at in more depth in our second part of our report, so the workforce in the community. Part of that is going to be how the NHS are working with social care and working with other elements of primary care. We're very interested in what the role of GPs is within that setting, which isn't something that's explored within the first part of our report. And we're interested in what the role of integrated authorities will become against that backdrop. So by the time we do that report, parts two and parts three of the National Workforce Plan will also be out. So we're looking forward to seeing how those new plans are coming to bring something together in the community.
Right, and Audit Scotland has done a wealth of work on health and social care services in Scotland. So while this is the latest report in this area, there will be another one out at the end of the year, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. This is part of a larger number of reports around health and social care that we do. And we try to see those as the whole picture. So we've got the NHS overview, which is our overall view of how the NHS is working, coming out later in the year. We've done a report already on health and social care and integration authorities about how they're being set up, those types of things. And we've more work planned in that area. Mm-hmm. So we'll be working across Audit Scotland to consider some of these health and social care issues, one of which will be the NHS workforce.
Okay, Richard, Nicola, thank you. All of our health and social care work is available on our website under our Transforming Health and Social Care in Scotland eHub. You can find it there at www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.